Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tasker, touchdown, Buffalo!
And it's Steve Tasker who has been all over the field.
Kind of unique. He was kind of a dual role player for you.
Steve!
A balloon.
Steve! A blimp? We're not even in the stratosphere of normalcy here.
Hour number three of the program, and without any further ado, we bring in the man who has been waiting patiently through the break, through the update, and it is one Ross Tucker who is joining us now, and we want to get a lay of the land from Ross on the playoff landscape, and he's kind of taken in the rest of the league. He's also going to do the game this week for Westwood One. This is the second week in a row, isn't it, Ross?
It is, yeah.
For the Bills. I was
able to do the Colts-Bills game, which was awesome. This is the second week in a row where I think the Bills game is the game of the week. I mean, last week I thought the two best games were the two 1 o'clock games, Colts-Bills and Titans-Ravens. Now the winners of those two games play against each other Saturday night. Again, I think it's the best game. Second week in a row where I think I got the best game.
Yeah, this is a game that we're tense over here in Western New York. And the team has played well. The offense has been gangbusters. Certainly, the Colts had a phenomenal game plan. The Bills couldn't get the football, couldn't get any field position in the first half. Still managed to go in with a lead. Brownie, I've been talking about it. A little under the radar in that game was how well Josh Allen played and how much the entire team depended on him to make it go.
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted, I think, Steve, at halftime at Ross Tucker NFL that the Colts were dominating 10-14.
Right.
I mean, they really were. I mean, they were totally controlling the action. I still can't believe on third and one at the goal line with that interior O-line and with Jonathan Taylor that Frank Reich or whoever called a toss crack. I'll never get over that. Then fourth down, rather than kick the field goal, then they throw it. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that the Colts would not have scored a touchdown if they ran the ball with Jonathan Taylor up the middle on third and fourth down, but they didn't. So, you know, it's one of those things, guys, where you can look at it and say, man, the Colts were the better team. The Colts dominated the action, but they didn't win. And what matters is whether or not you win. And the Bills won, and I'm not sure we can take all that much from last week and extrapolate to this week. And I say that because in the six games prior, the Bills had won every game by at least 10 points. And the Colts really didn't look that great in their last six quarters against the Steelers and then that Jags game. And yet it didn't matter. For that one day on Saturday, I thought the Colts got the better of the action, but they lost. So I don't know how much stock we can put in how the teams played last weekend into this upcoming weekend.
Talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time on Radio.com. So, looking at this weekend, Ross, if you're a Bills fan, let's just say hypothetically you're a Bills fan looking at this thing, what would give you the greatest consternation with the matchup?
Probably that the Bills' defense could not slow down the Colts really at all, and the Ravens' offense is better. Mm. And the Ravens are running over people at will at this point. I mean, this is a tough matchup for the Bills. I got to tell you, you know, I really did not think Cleveland would beat Pittsburgh. I thought this game would be Steelers-Bills.
Yeah.
And I thought the Chiefs would have a tough matchup with the Ravens. Because for the last few weeks, guys, people have been saying, hey, Ross, can anybody beat the Chiefs? Can anybody beat the Chiefs? My answer has been, yeah, the Bills and the Ravens. The Bills and the Ravens are the two hottest teams in the NFL. They're both murdering people in the month of December. And now they got to play against each other. So second year in a row where the Chiefs really greatly benefit from the way things play out, because now they're 10-point favorites against the Browns rather than having to play the Bills or the Ravens. They don't have to play either one until the conference championship game. The Ravens are playing at a really high level. I mean, their defense has been outstanding. They're running the ball so much better. They were doing a lot of zone scheme stuff earlier. It had kind of bogged down. They went to more of a gap scheme. So what really makes me nervous more than anything else, Chris, is just whether or not the Bills will be able to slow down the Ravens' rushing attack, which is a very tall task that nobody's been able to do since, like, November.
Yeah, the Bills really did roll into the playoffs. How much do you think that takes, that game against Indianapolis, as close as it was, how much does that take the shine off of what the Bills did in the last 2 weeks, 2 months of the season, where they were, you know, winning by 29, 29, 30? Does it take the shine off, or are they still the same team down deep?
Well, it definitely takes a little bit of the shine off. Fortunately, Josh Allen's still the same quarterback. And so that is the thing that's so encouraging, is the way he played and the way, really, let's be honest, he carried and willed that team to that victory. Between Allen and Diggs and Gabriel Davis with those sideline catches, the thing I think that is maybe concerning is they needed Allen to play almost perfectly to barely win, right? To barely beat the Colts. And arguably, if it wasn't for some questionable decisions by Frank Reich or a missed chip shot field goal, they still would have lost the game. So that's the part of it that's concerning. And I would say this, you know, if I were the Bills, there's nothing you can do about it, but I'd rather play almost anybody other than the Ravens. Like I would say, I'm talking AFC or NFC, I'd rather play anybody. I think you can make the argument with the Chiefs and the Packers, certainly, but I'd rather play the Bucs. I'd rather play, you know, any of these other teams, the Rams. The Ravens are playing almost like they were last year when they were 14-2 and Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the league. That's how well they're playing right now. Even though they got down 10 points to the Titans, they were able to battle back and really dominate the game after that. I think I saw where the Titans had like 87 yards after the first quarter. 87 yards after the first quarter last week.
Yeah. What does the path to victory look like for the Buffalo Bills? What do they got to do? What's this game going to look like when it's all said and done? What's going to have happened in this game if the Bills win?
So two things. One is it'll probably look a lot offensively, at least, like it does when the Chiefs have beaten the Ravens, which is that the Ravens have a lot of confidence in their corners to play man-to-man. The Bills receivers have to win. Diggs has to win like Tyreek Hill does. You know, they need to win all across the board. Beasley on the underneath stuff. You know, this isn't going to be a lot of zone like the Colts played. This will be man-to-man, and they need Diggs and John Brown and these guys. They need those guys to win their one-on-one matchups like the Chiefs do when they play against the Ravens. Defensively, they're going to have to be very aggressive early down in distance to try to get some negative yardage plays. You know, bring Matt Milano on those blitzes. Do what they do to try to get a loss of one, loss of two, whatever they can to get the Ravens into plays where they have to throw the ball. Then obviously you can't let Lamar scramble. But that's the key to me, I'd say, would be early down in distance defense. And then the receivers, because nobody throws to the receivers more than the Bills, they got to win. They got to win all the time. Goes without saying Josh Allen's going to have to play like he has all year.
That doesn't bother me. Like, I think that's achievable. I mean, we looked at some of the teams that the Bills have seen a lot of man coverage against, Miami being one of them. They carved that team up.
Twice.
I mean, Josh, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick, threw for almost 650 yards in 2 games. And, you know, he only played a half in the second one. What makes them so good in man coverage? Are they just more physical than everybody else, and that's what makes those Baltimore corners better in man than most? Because the Bills have had no problem, their receivers haven't, facing man coverage. They run those deep overs, and they're getting open.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I don't know. You know, I'm sure the Dolphins would tell you that they think they have better corners than the Ravens
do.
But listen, that's what I just said. You know, the Chiefs, when they've played the Ravens the last 2 years, they've been able to beat that man-to-man coverage. They've been able to do it. And even A.J. Brown did at times last week for the Tennessee Titans. Now, he might have pushed off on the touchdown.
Hey, you think?
But he did. But you're right. The Bills have been unbelievable against man-to-man coverage this year. Almost makes you wonder if Wink Martindale, the D coordinator for the Ravens, does break out a little bit more zone. But they like their guys. I mean, they like Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, Jimmy Smith. They pay them all well. They're all there for a reason. And the reason's not really to play zone, I don't think. I think they're going to try to play man. Now, I'll be curious. Maybe they'll say, hey, we don't want to give up the explosives. Let's play a little bit more zone, because those guys can be physical as well. But based on what you're saying, Chris, I would agree. I think it ends up being a fairly high-scoring game, you know, just given what Josh Allen and the Bills have done against man-to-man coverage this year. I feel like, you know, 27-24, maybe at a minimum, similar to last week's score, but that might be the minimum. Maybe they even get into the 30s.
If you talked about how the Ravens are back to where they were a year ago, where they were going 14-2 and they were the one seed and all of that, and they got the bye on the first week of the playoffs. But how has this team, this offense for the Ravens, has it changed at all from them, even though it's playing very well now? Is it different now than it was in week 14 of last year when these two teams played?
Yes. So the two things that jump out to me, maybe three, but one is, you know, earlier in the year, they were trying to do all this zone scheme stuff. And then they realized they didn't have Yanda anymore. They didn't have Ronnie Stanley. He got hurt. They're doing more gap scheme read stuff with Lamar Jackson. And teams just don't see that very often. They really struggled with it, really struggled with it. So that's number one. Number two, I think they realize, as much as they like Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards are better. I mean, they're just better. There's a reason why the Ravens average 6 yards a carry, or J.K. Dobbins 6 yards a carry. Those guys are better. So that's been very helpful as well. And then I think the last thing is, I think they've got more confidence in, and they're using Hollywood Brown better than they were a year ago. You know, they had Mark Andrews doing all that stuff last year, and so that's about the same. But you watch that Titans game. He had over 100 yards receiving, 7 catches. Hollywood Brown was a major difference maker in that game for the Ravens last week.
Last one I got for you, Ross, because I know your time is short. The AFC landscape, we have a 10-win team that didn't even make the playoffs. Every playoff participant was at least 11 wins this year in the AFC. And now you're going to have even more young quarterbacks coming into the mix. Jacksonville probably going to draft Trevor Lawrence. And then you look at all of the young quarterbacks in the AFC, how intensely competitive is this going to be for the next several years? I mean, yes, Mahomes is probably at the top of the mountain right now, but Justin Herbert and Tua and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, Lamar, Baker, I mean, they're all in the AFC.
Deshaun Watson.
They're all in the AFC, Ross.
You know, I hadn't thought of it that way. And when you say that, I go right to the NFC, and I'm thinking,
who the hell's over there?
Brady's old. Breeze is old. Aaron Rodgers is up there in years. It is an interesting and a stark contrast. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it as a Bills fan, but it would be nice if you were like the one team in the NFC that had the young stud quarterback. Yeah. Unfortunately, it really doesn't work that way. But, yeah, man, you are right, Chris. You know, I'm going to be using that on all these radio hits I do, like this one. When they ask me, like, what's the best head coaching job, which head coaching job should you take, I might steal that from you, Chris, because that is a pretty good point, that the AFC is going to be rough and the NFC might be a little bit of a softer landing over the next three or 4 years.
Atlanta's the spot with two 40-year-old quarterbacks in the division that'll be gone pretty soon. Yeah. And Teddy Bridgewater. So, yeah, I think Atlanta's the spot.
All right, have a good broadcast this weekend, Ross, doing the game, all right?
All right, see you guys.
Travel safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.